Thank you all very much for coming. May our learning be a merit. Le'ili nishmas. Me'ira chai nechama bracha alea shalom. Vastav and Mordechai sheyichye. We got to the very bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis yesterday. The Gemara had a fantastic story about Abba Shaul sinking into the eye of his dead body. Must have been the eye of Og Melech HaBashan. He said it was the eye of Avshalom. So then the Gemara says, and if you're going to say Abba Shaul was a midget, but Abba Shaul was the tallest of his generation. And Rabbi Tarfon only reached the shoulder of Abba Shaul. And Rabbi Tarfon was the tallest of his generation, and Rabbi Meir only reached his shoulder. And Rabbi Meir was the tallest of his generation, and Rabbi only got to his shoulder. And Rabbi was the tallest in his generation, and Rabbi Chiya only got to his shoulder. Rabbi Chiya was the tallest in his generation, and Rav got to his shoulder. Rav was the tallest of his generation, and Rabbi Yehuda got to his shoulder. Rabbi Yehuda was the tallest of his generation, and Ada Daila, Ada the Shamus of the rabbis, would only reach his shoulder. So I mentioned yesterday at the very end that I remember once hearing an explanation of this Gemara. What the Gemara means is that each of these rabbis was the transition rabbi. That Rav is the transition from the generation of the Tanaim to the generation of the Amoraim. Rabbi Yehuda is the next transition to a generation that doesn't have anyone who can reach into the level of the Tanaim. So the next generation would only reach up to the shoulder of the earlier generation. Now starting today's daf, Parshtavina de Pumpedisa. Parshtavina of Pumpedisa. Rashi says it's the name of the person. Koile la'ada dailad palge. He would reach to Ada, the attendant, up to his shoulder. The Kule Alma and everybody else. Koile Parshtavina de Pumpedisa. Ad Hartze. They only reach the loins, the thigh of Parshtavina. Pumpedisa.
I'm not talking about the height. He's talking about the level of.
I think that's correct. That's right. So even though literally the Gemara is saying the height, it can't mean it literally. It's a hint. Correct. The level of scholarship, virtue, integrity, correct knowledge. Exactly. What's that? The attendant reached the shoulder. The attendant would reach the shoulder. The attendant was less than Rabbi Yehuda. And then, even of the attendant, the next level, Parshtavina, would only reach his shoulder. And of Parshtavina, everybody else would reach the thighs of Parshtavina, the loins of Parshtavina. Okay, going back now to the issues of a woman who has a miscarriage. But what came out doesn't look like a regular baby. Is that considered a birth or not? Shalu lifnei Rebbe, they asked Rebbe, what about a mapela shvir malei basar mahu? What happens if she has a miscarriage of a fetus? But the fetus is filled with flesh. So it's not filled with blood. It's not filled with a liquid. It's filled with flesh, muscle. So is that a child or not? Amalem, he said to them, lo shamati, I don't know. The Rebbe said he didn't know. Amalafan Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, said to Rebbe, Kachamar Abba, this is what my father, Rabbi Yossi, said, if the fetus that comes out of the woman is Malei Dam, it's filled with blood, then Tmeya Nida. We say that that blood may have been Nida blood. She is Tami Nida. Malei Basar, but your case, a fetus coming out, filled with flesh, filled with muscle, Tmeya Leda, she's Tamei. As a birth. Amar lo, so Rebbe said, Yomale davar chadash amar talanu mishum avicha shma anucha. Had you told us something new in the name of your father, we would have listened to you. But achshav midah kamaisa ki yichida kamar, since the first thing you said, that if it was male dam, if the fetus was filled with blood, it's nida. That's only like a minority opinion, because that's only kasumchis, amushim Rabbi Meir. That's only the view of sumchis in the name of Rabbi Meir, who says that if a woman has tissue that comes out of her, and you open it up and you find inside of it blood, she's a nida. But the Chacham disagree. And they say, no, the blood has to be on the outside of the tissue, not on the inside of the tissue. So since the first part of what you're saying is only a minority view, therefore, Hanami, the second line where you say that if the tissue is filled with muscle, filled with flesh, it's a child, maybe not. Shemar Rabbi Yeshua Amra. Maybe Rabbi Yossi was just following the view of Rabbi Yeshua. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Ketanya, as we learned in a braisa, mapela shafir she'en merukam, a woman who has a miscarriage of a fetus that's not developed. Rabbi Yeshua omer v'lad. Rabbi Yeshua says it is a child, and she has the impurity of a mother, of a birth. Chachamim omer, but the majority, the view of the sages, is that ein v'lad, it's not a child. And therefore, that's what Rabbi said. I didn't feel comfortable making a psak. I don't want to follow the minority view. Reb Shimon Lakish and Shimon Boshaya. Reb Shimon Lakish and Reb Boshaya. Machlokas ba'achu. This argument of having a fetus, which is undeveloped, that's if the embryo was filled with a muddy liquid. So that means that maybe there were limbs and the limbs disintegrated. But if the liquid is clear, everybody agrees that it's not a child. However, Yeshua Levi disagreed. The argument is if this fetus is filled with a clear liquid, maybe that is a child that disintegrated, or maybe not. Yibaylu, that a question in the yeshiva. B'tzalom achlokas ava ba'achar divri ha'kovlat. When Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said the argument is when the liquid is clear. That means that the argument is when the liquid is clear. But when the liquid is muddy, dirty, then certainly it is considered a child. Al-dumar, maybe b'ein b'zevein b'zem achlokas. The argument is in both cases. And so the Gemara Teiku, we don't have an answer to this question. Meisve, they challenged Rish Lakish's view. We learned from another brisa. And Zudarash Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. This was taught by Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Torah says, Vayas Hashem Elokim la'adam ul ishto, chasnos or vayal bishem. God made for Adam and his wife skin garments, and he clothed Adam and his wife with garments of skin. Malami, this teaches you. Sheina Kadosh Baruch Hu Osa Or La Adam Elim Kain Notzar. Hashem first makes the person. Once the person is made, then he makes skin. So in other words, you see that just skin already means that it's a person, because there wouldn't, if it wouldn't be a person, there wouldn't be skin for it. Hashem said, "I made skin to clothe the people." So therefore, if you have skin and inside is just a clear liquid, it's also a person. So Alma Ba'or Talya Milsa. So therefore, you see the only issue, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who is the more machmir, is that it's just a question of skin. Therefore, Losh Na'achar V'Losh Na'atzalu. Doesn't make a difference if it's cloudy, muddy, or clear. Either way, if it has skin, it's a child. Mar says no. Now, where I adds, because if you're going to say the argument is about clear, that's why I need a pasuk to tell me that even in clear, it's considered a child because it has skin. But if the only argument is when the liquid inside was muddy, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that that's considered a child? It's simple logic. If it's muddy liquid inside, that's probably limbs that disintegrated. So that's why it's a child, not because of a pasuk. So the Gemara says, you're right. The argument is if the liquid inside this fetus is clear, and if the liquid inside is cloudy, everybody agrees that this is a child and the mother is tamei tumas leda. Shmamina, that's what you can derive from here. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avur. Rav Nachman also said this in the name of Rabba Bar Avur. Machlokas Ba'achur. He said the argument between the Tanaim is when a woman gives birth to an unformed, partially formed fetus, and inside the fetus is muddy liquid. Avil b'tzalul, but if what's inside this fetus is clear liquid, everybody agrees that that is not a child. Esver Rav Rav Nachman, Rav, a challenge of Nachman. We learned, Ela Amru, but they said, Simen Vlad b'vehema daka tinuf. The sign of an offering, the sign of a child in a thin animal is tinuf, dirty, the discharge. In other words, this is in terms of Bechor, that if there was a child before the next child, so the next child is not going to be considered a Bechor. So even if that first child was just tinuf, was just making it dirty, just bubbles of blood, that's also enough to say that the next child is not a Bechor, and there's no law of Bechor here in this animal. Begasa shilya, but in a large animal, just blood wouldn't be enough. It would have to be the sap, in other words, the placenta, the afterbirth. The ishan, in a woman, it would be either shfir, an embryo, or shilya, or the afterbirth, the placenta coming out. So now, what's the problem here in this braisa? V'ilu shfir bebehema lo patar. Apparently, the embryo coming out in an animal would not exempt the next animal from being a bechor. Now, if the argument between Rav Yeshua and the Chachamim is about an embryo that has inside of it clear liquid, that's why in a woman where you have a special pasuk to include a baby that is just skin and inside is a clear liquid, that's why we would understand that an embryo would also exempt her next child from being a bechor. But in an animal where we don't have any extra pasuk to include, lo pater bashfir. The shfir would not exempt. Ela I amrit. But if you're going to tell me, but acher machlokes. But if you're going to say that the argument is about a fetus that has muddy liquid inside, let's take a look. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say it's considered a child? Svaru, it's just logic. Because it's probably a child that's limbs have disintegrated. So then, why would there be a difference between a woman or an animal? If we say that when you have a bag of skin and inside of it a muddy liquid, that means that there was a fetus, but that the limbs disintegrated, or would disintegrate in a person, or disintegrate in an animal, so the next animal coming out should be considered a non-bechor, should not be considered firstborn. So Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yeshua mifshep shitale. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua is not so sure. Rabbi Yeshua sukim is safkale. He's not sure. He's not sure. If there is a bag, and what comes out of a bag, the fetus comes out, just as like a bag of skin, and inside there's a muddy liquid. Rabbi Yeshua is unsure. And therefore, v'azal ha'chalachomra, v'achalachomra. He's machmir in each way. So, gabi isha d'mamonahu safak mamona l'kula. In regards to a woman, to say that the first child was a child, that means the second child's not a bechor. If the first child was not a child at all, so then the second is going to be the bechor. If there's going to be a bechor, there's going to be a payment of money. So if you, because you pay to the Kohen. So when we have an issue of should you pay money or should you not pay money, we're not sure. We have the rule of Amotzi Mechaver, all of our Raya. The Kohen has to prove that he's entitled to it. If we're not sure, we say she shouldn't pay money. So that's why we're saying that the baby is considered a baby. Not that we're sure that a baby that's a bag of skin and inside a liquid is a baby. Maybe not. Maybe it's not a baby. We're just not sure. But in regards to Bechor, being not sure means that we treat it as a baby and we say that the second child was not a Bechor because we're not going to make him pay. However, Gabi Behema, in regards to an animal, Di Surahu Di Ika, you can't say, oh, because we don't want to, you know, necessarily make the guy give money over to the Kohen, so therefore we're going to say it's not a Bechor. No, but now you get into an issue of Isser, prohibition. Because if it really was a Bechor, because the first child out, the fetus that came out and inside was just liquid, if that really was not a child at all, and this second child is a Bechor, so then you have a prohibition of Giza Vavoda. You're not allowed to work a Bechor. You're not allowed to get benefit from a Bechor. So therefore, Safek Yisura L'chumra. You have to be strict about a question of prohibition. And therefore, since you have to be strict in regards to a question of prohibition, that's why the first child is considered nothing, and the second is considered a bechor, so that there will be the prohibition of shearing its wool or working it. And if this is the case, hachanami gabe isha, in regards to a woman and the tumah, whether she has the tumah of childbirth, maybe Rabbi Yeshua is just not sure. And if he's not sure, it's a safik of tumah. Safik of tumah. You should be strict. You're talking about biblical laws. So safik tumah l'chumra, and that's why he says it's considered a child. But really, it's not necessarily a child.
Rabbi, doesn't the skin represent a later stage of development of a child? Having skin, it doesn't come at the beginning. So if it does have skin, it means it was a child. It's definitely past the 40 days.
Okay, that's what the Gemara had said. So now we're going to see in a second the Gemara is going to reject. Now the Gemara says, 1 second, Mima Safkale. How could you say that Rabbi Yeshua has a Safik, whether a fetus of skin and inside liquid is a child or not a child? HaKrokar, we had a Pasuk, which is what Rachamim just pointed out. The Pasuk says, God made skin for people. It means they were people, and then Hashem made skin for them. So it means if there's something with skin, obviously it's a person already. Says the Gemara, maybe that Pasuk is not to be taken literally. Midrabanan, really? Rabbi Yeshua is being machmir based on a safek, a dindrabanan. Ukra asmachta ba'alma. This pasuk is not really the source. This pasuk is just an asmachta, a way to remember it. A way to remember that we're going to treat a child whose skin and inside is liquid. We're going to treat that as a child. It's from the pasuk. But really, that's not what the pasuk necessarily means. Maybe the pasuk is referring to something else. Maybe God made leather garments. It's not kosnos or in the sense of just skin. So therefore, pasuk is not such a great proof, and really it is perhaps only a din d'rabbanan.
So Rabbi, if a woman has a miscarriage,
yes,
the second is a bechor or
no?
Is not a bechor?
It would depend when she had the miscarriage, right? So if she had the miscarriage very, very early on, maybe 2 weeks into the pregnancy, so yeah, the second would be the bechor. But if she had the miscarriage at a later stage, the second is already not the Bechor. So this is our question. What happens if the first miscarriage was this freak, this tissue with liquid inside? Does that mean she had a full birth, that the second child is not a Bechor?
But even if there's a miscarriage, doesn't it open the womb, Peter Rechem?
That's true.
That's Bechor.
Oh, very nice. The Bechor shouldn't be considered Peter Rechem. Good.
So
that's a very nice question, right? Because the womb was already open through the miscarriage. But apparently, the different levels of opening, because the womb also opens for blood to come out. So the level of opening that would be considered peterechem is an opening of a leida, an opening of a birth. If it's not classified as a leida, it's not classified as a peterechem.
So the baby is a combination of liquid and fleshes, and then later it gets the skin on top of it? Is that what the Gemara is saying, Rabbi?
The Gemara said maybe that the skin is a proof that it's a child. If there was skin, maybe that's a proof that there's a child, maybe not. It's a question. Amar le Rav Chanina bar Shalmia le Rav. Rav Chanina bar Shlamia said to Rav. Ha Rebbe, right? We had the issue of Rebbe, right? Rebbe was asked at the beginning of today's learning that Shaluf ne Rebbe. They asked Rebbe, "I'm a pelash shvir malei basar mau." If there was a miscarriage of a fetus just filled with flesh, what's the law? Rebbe said, "I don't know." Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi, you have Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi who says that in the name of his father that it is tame, it's a child. Malei basar tame aleda. Rebbe Oshaya. Then we had the view of Rebbe Oshaya, who said that when the argument between Yeshua and the sages is about a woman who has an embryo filled with muddy liquid, and then you had Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who said that the argument between Yeshua and the sages is about an embryo filled with clear liquid. Now, in light of all these opinions, Na'ar Keman Svirle, whose opinion does the master agree with? Amar Le, so Rav said to Rav Chanina, Ani Omer, I say, Echad ze ve echad ze, both in this case and in this case, in a choshesh, she doesn't have to be worried that maybe it is a child. In other words, that this is a question of Hananya Bar Shlomi had asked Rav. So Rav says, I agree with Rav Hoshaya that when the embryo is filled with clear water, clear liquid, certainly not a child, and she's tahor from the status of Leida, and there's no chash at all. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagreed. He said, no, Shmuel holds no, echadze ve'echadze, that both in this case and in that case, choshashes were worried that maybe the liquid is a sign of a disintegrated child, and therefore she is tamei leida. V'az de Shmuel tamei, Shmuel is being consistent to something else that he said. Yasser Avdimi Amar, when Avdimi came from Israel to Bavel, he said, me'olam lo dachu shafir ben arda. They never said that a woman who had had a shfir in a hardan, Shmuel's city, she had this embryo, was tahor. Levar me'ahu shfira da'asa l'kamei de Shmuel, except for this one embryo that came in front of Shmuel. De'manach alei chutasara me'haigisa v'chazya me'haigisa. He put a strand of hair on one side of it, and he was able to see the hair through the other side of it. So he put a hair on one side of this sphere. He was able to see this hair through by looking through the other side. Amar, he said, Im Isa devlad avayi, if it would have been a child who disintegrated, lo avazig kulihai, it wouldn't have become so clear. It became so clear, it's clear as water, that I could literally look right through the skin and see through this water all the way to the other side and see the hair on the other side. That's not a child at all. That's some discharge. But if it's a little bit cloudier than that, it is a child, because that's Shmuel being consistent in an embryo filled with liquid is a child. Okay. The Mishnah said, if the embryo was developed, imhayamarukam, and she gives birth, she has to, but she doesn't know whether it's boy or girl, she needs the stringencies of both boy and female, right? So 14 days of Tumah, but only then 26 days of Tahara, not 66 days of Tahara.
Why the Kula?
No, the stringency. The Chumrah. The stringency.
Tanu
Rabbanan, our sages taught us in a Braita. Ezeu Shfir Merukam, what's the meaning of a developed embryo? Abba Shal says like this. Tchilas Briyaso Meirosho. The organs first start to take shape with the head. Then, Shtei Einav Kishnei Tipin Shel Zvuv. Its two eyes are like the two dots, namely the two eyes of a fly. Tani Reb Chiya taught in a Braisa. This definition of the beginning of an embryo with the two eyes like little flies. Yeah, I mentioned this, right. Meruchakin zemizeh. They are separated from each other, though. If the two dots are right next to each other, that's not yet a formation to be considered developed. They have to be far from each other, like our eyes are far from each other. They're not literally adjacent to each other. Next. Tani Reb Chiya, umukuravim zelazeh. But they're also close. They're not totally far. It's not like one eye is here and one eye is here. They're close to each other, like in a person. Now, what else is a sign of a developed embryo? Upiv matuach kechuta sa'ara. Its mouth is drawn out like a strand of hair that's pulled across. It has like lips. Ugviaso ke'adasha. Its male organ is the size of a lentil. Vim haisa nekuva, and if it was a female, nidona kisaora laorka, it's judged like a barley, a little piece of barley, according to its length. So in other words, if the genital area seems to have a split, like the barley has a split along its length, then we say it is a female. V'chitach v'yadayim v'raglayim. Now it doesn't yet have you know, formed hands and feet. For Allah miforash b'kabbalah. And about this fetus, we have the pasuk in Navi Iyov. Halo chechalav, chechalav tati cheni. Didn't you pour me out as milk and curdle me like cheese? So in other words, the semen, when it originally comes out, is fluid and light like milk, but then it curdles like cheese, and after it becomes a cheese, then oru basar talbisheni, you clothe me with skin and with flesh, uvatzamos v'gidim tishchiveni, and you knitted me together with bones and sinews. Chaim v'chesed asisei madi, life and kindness you have granted me. Uvkudascha shamra ruchi, and your providence has guarded my spirit. Okay, so this is a fetus. Vein bodkin oso ella b'mayim. To determine these features, we have to wash the fetus off. Shahamayim azim, because waters are very strong, v'torjin oso, and they will erode it. I'm sorry, I'm going to know. Shamayim azim, because the waters are very strong. The ain boat can also elo bimayim. We don't check it by water, because the water is strong. The torjin oso, and they'll erode these features. Elo boat can also b'shemen. We check the fetus by washing it off with oil. Shashemen rach, because oil is mild. Umitzach tzacho, and make these little features visible. Vein roen osa, vein roen ela b'chama, and we examine it in the sunlight. Kate said both can also. How do we check it? Kate said both can also. I mean, you just said you use oil in the sun. What do you mean? How do we check it? Ela b'met both can also lay them zacharu in the kevu. How can we check this fetus that comes out to see if it's male or female? It can be very small. It's hard to see whether it's male or female down there. A lentil bean or a cut of a barley bean. It's hard to see that. So Abba Shol Bar Nash, Amilo Abba Shol Bar Ramash, Abba Shol Bar Ramash said it, some say. Mevi Kisim, he brings a splinter. Sherosh Shol Chalak, whose head is smooth, right? Obviously, because if it's going to have a jagged edge, the splinter itself might cut a hole over there, right? You have to have the splinter on this dead fetus. And with this smooth splinter, you move it back and forth in the place of the genitalia. If it gets caught, then you know that it is a male, because there must have been this little male member to stop it. But if this smooth piece of wood doesn't get caught, then you know it is a little female. That's only true if the splinter was moved from below to up. But if it's moving along the side, no. The fact that it was stopped is not a sign of it being a male. It may just be that it was stopped from the walls of the womb. Amar of Ada Barahava. Rav Ada Barahava said, Tana, we learned in a braisa, Imaisa Nakeva, if it was a female, Nidona Kisora Stuka, it is judged like a split barley corn. Now, Maskel for Rav Nachman said, How is that such a proof? The fact that when you look at that area on this fetus, you see this little split, how's that a proof? Maybe that thread was the thread separating the two testes of the male. And maybe it is a male little fetus. Amar Abaya, Abaya said no. Hashta beitzim gufay lo yodiyah. We're talking about this tiny little fetus. You can't even tell the testicles. So it has a member the size of a lentil. Chut shel beitzim yodiyah. You think you're going to be able to see the thread between the two testicles? Certainly not. And therefore, if you see a little thread down there, you know it is a female according to the Braisa. Amar Rav Amram. Rav Amram continued and said, Tanu, we learned in a Braisa. These tiny little fetuses. Shtei yirechosav. Its two thighs look like two red threads. Rav Amram said like about this. They're a little bit thick. Kishel arev, like the threads of the horizontal threads on the weaving loom, which are thicker than the vertical threads. Kishnei zroosav, and the two arms of this tiny fetus, kishnei chutin shel zahoris, also look like two red threads. Amar Rav Amram Allah, Rav Amram said about this, Kishel Shesi. That refers to threads that are vertical threads, which are thinner than the horizontal threads. Amar Le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinana, sharp one, Lo Tavit Uvda, don't rule that an embryo is a child, Ad Sheyasir, until it has some hair. Didn't Shmuel say, both in the case when the embryo is filled with clear liquid or muddy liquid, maybe it is a child that disintegrated, and at that early stage, certainly there's no hair. Rav Ami bar Shmuel answered, it was explained to me by the master Shmuel. Yes. So be afraid that maybe it was a fetus that disintegrated, even if you have skin with liquid inside, even clear liquid or dirty liquid, you're afraid that it's a child. But you made tahara, but to give days of tahara, to say that whatever blood will come out is going to be tar, lo yavina, that we're not going to give to her at shiyasir unless she gave birth to a fetus that had hair. So Gemara says, l'meimah de masafkli l'shmuel, does it mean that Shmuel had a safik about these questions? Vahushfira, we know that there was once a fetus brought, Vasoy Lakami de Mar Shmuel, brought in front of Shmuel. Amar Habar Arbain Vachad Yoma. He said, this is a 41-day old fetus. Isn't that amazing? 41 days. He could figure it out just by looking at it. Amazing. Amazing. Vachashiv Miyoma da Azlitzvila da Hu Yoma. Then they counted the day she went to the mikvah till this day. They only had 40 days. Amalusa Shmuel said to them, Hai Benidabal, this man had relations with his wife before she went to the mikvah. Kafte, they tied him up. And he admitted. He said, yeah, I did that. So Shmuel was such an unbelievable expert in the issues of fetuses. Why was he not willing to rely on what the Braisa says, that if there are two eyes like flies and a mouth like a thread and a little member like a lentil, that's a fetus, and arms like threads? Why does he say it's only a suffix? So Mara says like this, Shani Shmuel de Rav Guvri. Shmuel was different. He was really a tremendous expert. But he knew that other people were not as expert. So for himself, yeah, he knew exactly what's going on with the fetus. But he told Rav Yehuda, you may not be as big an expert as I am. So when you have a question of a fetus, you should make sure that there's hair on it, and otherwise only treat it as a suffix with only chumros.
Great humility.
All right, the Mishnah said, I'm a pella sanzo. If a woman had given birth to a crushed twin. There were two babies, and one was crushed like a sandal. So for the sandal, she needs to be choshesh. Maybe it was a male, maybe it was a female. Tana Rabbanu lived in a brice. Sandal, doma ledag shel yam. Sandal is similar to a certain ocean fish called sandal. Mitchilas of Ladu, it had been a child. Ella Shenirtzaf, it had become crushed by its twin. Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shimon ben Gamliel says, Sandal domel lashon shel shor agadol. Sandal is like the tongue of a large ox. Mishum Rabboseinu he'idu, in the name of our teachers, they testified, Sandal tzarich tzuras panim. A sandal needs to have the facial features of a child. I'm Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda Sanim Mar Shmuel. Halacha, the halacha is sandal tzarich tzuras panim. Sandal needs to have the facial features of a child in order to make its mother tamei leida. Amar Rav Ada, we saw this before, that the main thing is the face. Remember, with the face of a human and the body of a goat, the main thing is the face, right? Amar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Ada is the name of Rav Yosef, the name of Rav Yitzchak. Sandal tzarech tzuras panim. For the sandal to make its mother tamei, it needs to have facial features. And even if the crushing turned the face to the back, the face is now in the rear, that's also a face. Mashal Adam Shasasar es Chavero. It's a parable to a person who slapped his friend. Ve'evzir panav la'achorav, and turned his face around. A story. Yemei Rabbi Yanai, bikshu l'tayras ha'sandal she'en lo tzuras panim. In the days of Rabbi Yanai, they actually tried to permit and say a woman who had had a sandal without a face to it was tahora. Rabbi Yanai said to them, "Tihartem es havlados, you may tahor a woman who's having children." Asks the Gemara, "Vatanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa? Mishum Rabbeinu Eidu, sandal tzarach tzuras panim. A sandal needs to have facial features." Then why is Rabbi Yanai upset that they were metayer the sandal that didn't have any features? I'm Rabbi Barabai, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Barabai is the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Me'edusos Rabbi Nechunya Nishnei's Mishnah Zu. This Mishnah was taught based on the testimony of Rabbi Nechunya. However, the majority don't agree this, and therefore our Mishnah was based on the testimony of Rabbi Nechunya. However, Rabbi Yanai didn't agree with it, and he didn't want to rely on this idea that if it doesn't have facial features, it is tahor. Rabzira said, Zacha bar Rav Bibi b'shmaite. Rav Bibi merited to have this explanation of Rabbi Yochanan as part of his teaching. Right? In other words, he merited that people are saying it in the name of Rav Bibi. Because I, Reb Zeira, was also with Reb Bibi, sitting in front of Reb Yochanan when he said it. The Kadam Iu Va'amar, but he was the first to repeat it. The Zachaba, that's why he was Zocher, that it's always attached to his name. Asks the Gemara, Lama Yiskiru Sandal. Why did the Mishnah have to mention Sandal? Alo ein Sandal Shainim of Lad. Every sandal is a situation where the twin crushed this twin. That means there was a twin. So if the twin came out, so of course she's tough. If there was a female born together with him, of course, you don't need to wonder what the sandal is, because the female is going to have the highest level, 2 weeks of tumah. Here we're talking about where the twin was a male. And now you have a crushed twin coming out. So now we don't know. Now the Tema, you might have thought to say, oh, Vam Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami. Since Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami said, Isha Mazras Tchila, the woman emits seed first, you'll let the Zacha. Then she's going to have a boy. Ish Mazriya Tchila, if the man is emitting the seed first, you'll let us Nekeva, she's going to have a girl. So me da Zacha, if the twin is a male, you say, listen, obviously that means that she was emitting the seed first. Hanami Zachar, therefore the sandal is certainly a Zachar. Hamash Malan, so that's we needed to have our Mishnah. The sages are saying no. Amash name is Yubav Asachas. Maybe they both emitted the seed at the same time. Therefore, Hai Zachar, they ended up with one baby being a male, Vahina Keva, and one being a female. And that's why the sandal is a female, and therefore she has 2 weeks of Tumah. Davar Acher, another explanation. She'im teled nekevel lefnei shkiyas achama. If what she had given birth to was a female in this sandal before sunset, I'm sorry, if she gave birth to a female, the sandal achash kiyas achama, and the sandal was after sunset, mo netchilas nida larishon, she has to count the beginning of nida days from the first birth, netchilas nida laachron, as well as the beginning of nida days from the second birth. In other words, if she were to have blood right after her Yemei Tohar, she has to begin counting a set of nida days. Even if the sandal was born after sunset, was also female, because then she would be entitled to another Tohar days. But in cases where, right, if we're saying that it's only a Safek, if it's only a Safek, the sandal, so if there was one child born right before Shkia, and the next child is born, the sandal is born after Shkia, you have to be machmir both ways. You have to be machmir that maybe it is a child, and maybe it was a female, and therefore you have 14 days of Tumah. But meanwhile, in terms of Yemei Tohar, were she to start bleeding on the 40th day from the sandal, you'd say no. Maybe she's already after Yemei Tohar, or maybe the sandal was a boy, and therefore she is Tameh as a Nida. Okay, Ezrat Hashem will continue here tomorrow.